ABC Radio Australia.
As the world struggles to stop the spread of coronavirus, there could be an unexpected silver lining to the global outbreak. Researchers say the crisis is leading to a reduction in carbon emissions as more people are staying indoors and avoiding air travel. It could have a long-term positive effect on the region's ability to tackle climate change. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, there are concerns Pacific nations could still be some of the hardest hit from the economic fallout.
The sound of planes screaming through the skies used to be a regular part of Mohammed Rizwan's day. That's because his cafe, Bulacino, is located just a couple of kilometres from Fiji's international airport. Thousands of tourists and business people fly in and out of there each day. But now Mr. Rizwan's days are mostly quiet.
Definitely, we have seen a very drastic change in flights because previously we had like every couple of hours you'll have a plane cross by. But at the moment, it's very quiet.
Like many countries around the world, Fiji has closed its borders. That means no more flights and the airport is shut down. Mr. Rizwan says there are fewer cars on the roads, fewer people on the streets, and not as many customers in his store. It's tough for business, but he thinks it might be good news for the environment.
I think in one term, when you look at climate change with this virus, it's something good for the climate, I think, because we have less people on roads, you know, because most of the shops are closed or having skeleton staff. So the movement of the people is quite low.
Environmental researchers agree. Around the world, they've noticed air pollution levels have plummeted in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. Both NASA and European Space Agency data show that in China, pollution and smog levels are lower than the same time last year. And as a result of stay-at-home orders, nitrogen dioxide levels in some Italian towns are as much as a quarter down from before.
Well, I think it is obviously the environmental silver lining to the crisis that we're experiencing globally.
Emma Aisbett is from the Australian National University and helps run the Zero Carbon Energy Initiative for the Asia Pacific. She says as countries like Fiji close their borders and implement lockdowns, carbon emissions are bound to drop.
There are climate emissions associated with everything that we do every day, but transport is, you know, a substantial sector of the economy, both sort of day-to-day as well as for travel and business. And obviously we're seeing massive reductions in that due to everyone being forced to, or almost everyone being forced to stay home and reduce a whole lot of other activities as well. And even the reduction in consumption of a lot of things and just going out, you know, all the coffees and meals that are not being made and the bars that are not being kept open, that all contributes to emissions reductions.
But Dr. Aisbett says that the impact could be much more profound than just the car fumes and air travel saved as we lock ourselves indoors. She says the economic upheaval caused by the pandemic might lead to long-term environmental benefits.
We also have potential to see long-term effects of this in terms of a whole restructuring of the economy. So when the economy hopefully eventually bounces back, it might bounce back as a different creature to the one that we have known. We're seeing people talk about permanent shifts towards more or the workforce working from home at least part of the time. It's also the case that economic downturns are by far the most efficient time to actually make major structural changes in an economy. And given the urgent need, if we are to avoid catastrophic climate change, of making a transition to zero carbon energy systems, this actually presents, strangely, a really excellent opportunity to do that in a minimally disruptive way.
And with these large economic shifts come budgetary pressures as a result of the virus. Australia has postponed its budget from May till October as a result of COVID-19, and it's unclear what that means for its foreign aid expenditure. That includes a $500 million climate resilience package Australia has committed to the Pacific over the next 5 years. But Dr. Aisbett says she hopes Australia won't pull back its assistance because of the pandemic.
For Australia specifically, I would be surprised and quite frankly disappointed if we saw a substantial pulling back of our commitment to our family in the Asia Pacific, or particularly Pacific Islands. So we have a long history of engagement and with our neighbours and the Pacific Islands, and that needs to maintain through thick and thin, and traditionally has done so. So it would be a substantial deviation now when things are a little bit tricky to pull back on something when our neighbours are in their greatest time of need, both because of the impact of this pandemic as well as the climate crisis.
It comes as a small relief to a region that might be badly affected if the spread of coronavirus continues. Dr. Aisbert says that, as with climate change, small island developing nations may face the brunt of the crisis.
We all can see this is going to be very serious, very long term, and a global phenomenon that obviously is of most problem to the world's poor and vulnerable people, for whom poverty and just straight out lack of ability to feed their families is a real and present danger. And the same sort of threats in terms of even the continuance of cultures around the region that are being posed by climate change could also be posed by the coronavirus itself, or, you know, COVID-19 and the implications that has, particularly for elders.
Back in Fiji, cafe manager Mohamed Rizwan says he remains worried about what the coronavirus means for the country. For him, the potential environmental benefits are a cold comfort when facing a very uncertain future.
Yeah, when you look at Fiji and you look at things here, low income earners, you know, they will be very badly affected. If people have not enough money in bank, or they don't have that much of saving, it will give a very, very hardship to these people.